Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. Joining me in the studio are Jackie Grebmeyer and Lee Cooper. They're oceanographers from the University of Maryland, and they're here in Sitka as scientists in residency for the Scientists in Residency Fellowship Program at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Melissa.
Also here is Tori O'Connell, Research Director and Director of the Scientist in Residency Fellowship Program at the Center. Welcome, Tori.
Good morning.
Well, first, Jackie and Lee, let's talk about you folks for a little bit. You're at the University of Maryland, but you are no strangers to Alaska, aren't you? You're actually Alaskan researchers. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, both of us have our doctorate degrees from University of Alaska Fairbanks, and we've worked up here for 30-plus years and come every year. And it's nice to come in the winter, too, to see a little of the clear air, and so it's great to be here in Sitka.
Lee, what is your area of expertise?
Well, I'm a chemical oceanographer or biogeochemist, if you want to throw all of the bio and the biology and the chemistry and the physics and the geology together. So study how the system works chemically, and then Jackie does more of the biological end of things, and we try to look at the whole ecosystem in terms of the way we're looking at ecosystems in the Arctic.
Jackie, can you talk a bit about what you do?
Sure. My title is a biological oceanographer, but I like to look at the coupling connection between processes in the water column and animals that live in the underlying mud, and particularly ones that then are fed upon by big animals like walruses, diving sea ducks, and also gray whales. So I like to look how the system works together like a big puzzle, and then what may perturb it or cause it to have some change in one way or the other.
We should mention that you folks are married.
Yes.
Yes. And have been for a long time.
So you've developed your careers together in tandem. Whereabouts do you usually travel in Alaska when you're researching?
We work the Bering and the Chukchi Seas, so we like this summer we'll get on a Canadian Coast Guard icebreaker in Dutch Harbor, and we'll get off in Barrow, and we have a program where we study certain productive communities along the way where gray whales, walruses, spectacled eiders feed, and we're looking at the organisms on the bottom and tracking the status of those communities, because in some cases the numbers of animals and how much they weigh has decreased, and so there's some concern about the system changing as sea ice tends to disappear, particularly in the Chukchi Sea as we're going into the Arctic Ocean proper, that the amount of sea ice is changing, and that's having some profound impacts on the biological communities.
Now, you are both part of the Scientists in Residency Fellowship Program at the Sitka Sound Science Center, which means you'll be here a month. What will you be doing while you're here, Jackie?
Well, we have a variety of opportunities to meet with the public, both from lunch meetings to evening presentations about the research we do and also just about the marine system in general. So beyond meeting with the community, we'll also be going into the school, the middle school, in order to talk about the science, what a scientist does, how you get a career in science, how we publish, how we meet with people. And then we're also going to spend time on some of our writing, which is a part of the life of a scientist. And so we can bring both of our science to our peer review, but also to write articles that are more explaining what we do to the public in general. So we have a variety of activities, which is why the opportunity to actually stay in one place, it's been great. People said, I need you to come to this meeting. I travel a lot internationally and nationally. And I said, sorry, I can't travel for a month. It's just wonderful.
So there is a very large interacting with the public component to this fellowship
Yes.
program. Is that something you folks have done in the past? Are you comfortable with this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, people, and you get better training as you go on and get more practice talking to people and not using too many big words, but words that people can understand in their everyday life about how the ecosystem in the Arctic and in Alaska is changing and what impacts that have on people's lives here in Sitka, too.
Right, and one of the things we've done, a variety of different, you know, we've had public media from large news agencies to local radio stations, but we've also had students come out on the ships. We go out on the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Healy, as well as other international vessels, and so sometimes we've been able to go around St. Lawrence Island and bring elders as well as high school students on board from anywhere from a day to a week, and then have them work with us. And then also they can learn what we're doing, and we also get to learn from what they're doing from a local perspective.
That's something I was going to ask you. Folks in Alaska live very close to the ocean. It's a part of our daily lives, and I was wondering if that was useful to you at all when you engage with the community as scientists. Does that help you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our main experiences with native villages, say in St. Lawrence Island, Wainwright, Barrow, places up on the North Slope, and then all the villages around Nome. But I think we will look forward to talking with people here in Sitka and understanding a little better about fisheries challenges and issues and sustaining fisheries here in Southeast Alaska, and so we're quite interested in interacting with the local community.
Tori, can you tell us a bit about this Scientists in Residency Fellowship Program at the Sitka Sound Science Center? How long has this been going on?
Well, this is the third year of the National Science Foundation funding. We had some initial seed money from the Skaggs Alaska Foundation and the Karsh Family Foundation to bring Shannon Atkinson here for our killer whale articulation project. And then NSF funded this program the last 3 years. And this is our last year of that. We've applied for more funding because it's been a very rewarding fellowship program for us, and I think for the scientists here in the community as well. Quickly followed on Lee and Jackie's visit, we'll have Dr. Alex Worth here. He studies baleen feeding. And then we have Lucy Velitstra from the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. She's a seabird expert and also is in charge of their environmental studies program. Joe Roman is a conservation biologist, and he's looking at the importance of whale poop in fish productivity. Matt Bracken and Cascade Sorte from University of California, Davis are coming, looking at climate change and the intertidal. Dr. Mike Lanou is coming. He studies amphibians. And Dr. Bob Harcourt is coming, and he's Australian, but looking at global ocean observatories.
What has been, do you think, most rewarding for the center with this residency program?
Well, we have a couple goals. One is to get our local students thinking that they can make a career in science. They can get paid for it. It can be really a rewarding career, and they bring a unique perspective to science being coastal residents. Also, it's to show our growing institution to these Woods Hole, University of Maryland, University of California. Sitka has a lot to offer in terms of research and logistics support. You know, we have a hope that we're going to be a preeminent marine biology and terrestrial biology field station. We're also working with a program called OARS, which is Ocean to Alpine Research Station, which would bring field courses here of students. And we've had quite a bit of local support. The stewards have been big supporters of that program. So it's just a real great situation both ways. We learn a lot. We expose others to us. And then the students here get to see really what their future could hold if they keep on a science path.
Members of the community who would like to meet Jackie and Lee, what opportunities will be coming up this month?
Okay, there's quite a few. The biggest one, I think, is the Sitka Whale Fest Food Webs Cruise, which is a fundraiser for Whale Fest on the 22nd. And Lee and Jackie will be scientists on board that cruise. They are going to be at Blatchy Middle School, so the students will meet them on the 12th all day. And Lee's going to give a brown bag talk, the place to be determined, on the 14th about updates on the Fukushima radiation situation. And then Jackie will be talking at the Natural History Series in the UAS on the 26th at 7:30. Beyond that, they might be at the Cajun Dance this Friday. They're going to go, and their daughter will be coming to the Sitka Conservation Society Film Festival on Sunday, and we hope to have them out and about. They are not staying on campus or at the Science Center because we're in the middle of construction, so they're actually staying down by Murray Pacific there, and you might see them walking around town.
Jackie and Lee, what's next for you after this fellowship?
Oh, we'll go back to Solomons, Maryland, and we'll just be there a few days. We're going to a meeting in Helsinki, Finland in early April. that's Arctic Science Summit Week, which is an international gathering. Jackie's a little bit more tied into the international Arctic scene because she is retiring now as the U.S. delegate to the International Arctic Science Committee this meeting. And it's a annual meeting that brings together scientists and planners for Arctic science for all of the countries in the world that have an interest in Arctic research.
Well, we are very blessed to have both of you in town sharing your wealth of knowledge and experience. Thank you for coming out.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks, yeah. Melissa. Yeah.
Thank you, Tori, as well for joining me today.
All right. Thanks.
I've been speaking with Jackie Grebmeyer and Lee Cooper. They're oceanographers from the University of Maryland here in Sitka as part of the Scientists in Residency Fellowship Program at the Sitka Sound Science Center. I've also been speaking with Tori O'Connell from the Sitka Sound Science Center. You can contact the center if you would like a program schedule for where Jackie and Lee will be this month.